Well, hello again, George Halford, Local Matters. Really excited about this program today. We're going to be talking about a topic that every community and everybody is certainly involved in at some level, and it's homelessness. And we've got a child of God here who has felt a calling, I'm assuming. We didn't talk off air. But to talk about one program and other programs that you're aware of in our region to take care of the homeless. A very complicated, very multifaceted idea. Biblical. Our Lord said, feed the homeless, feed people, take care of people. So very pleased today to have Lisa Carver. It's a homeless outreach team from I Am Worship Church.
Right.
And we're talking to a native, and I was telling you off air, I have a real problem. I like to talk. I don't like to listen. So I'm going to do my best to listen because this is about you. And that's another key point. This is about, we have wonderful people in our region who daily, in their own ways, make contributions to the tapestry and the goodness of our region. And that's one of our goals of our program here, is to introduce you and people like you. And you know, it's really it's wonderful region, people doing great things, and very pleased to have you here. So welcome.
Thank you.
So, as and I told you off air, you might have thought I was kidding. We're going to start with like Billy Graham, and
okay.
I'm not Billy Graham, but we're going to start at age birth. So let's tell me, who are you? Where did you come from? Take us through your formative years, growing up, family, brothers, sisters, school, interests, passions, what goes, how you ended up, not ended up, how you got to where you are today. So I'm going to try to be quiet just a moment, let you talk.
Okay. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
Okay.
And we don't have a lot of time,
okay.
Either, so let's go.
I'll try to wrap it up. Okay, so, I was born in Cookeville. My parents, their names are Jim and Phyllis Gall. They're wonderful Christian people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was born and raised here, and I have one sister, so I'm the younger one.
Yeah.
So I had a really great childhood. My dad, he retired from Fleet Guard.
Oh, sure.
You know, Cummins, and now it's something else.
Yeah.
But my mom was a school secretary at Northeast, so that's where I attended school.
Mm-hmm.
And so born and raised here, it's a community that I love.
Mm-hmm.
It's home for me. And my sister moved away to Nashville when she got out of high school, but I stayed here. My parents still live here.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been married almost 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah, next year's their 50th anniversary. So they're just incredible people. And, my extended family all around is great. And they've always been an example of what Jesus looks like to me. And
amen.
So, you know, growing up around here, it's changed a lot from my childhood.
Oh, sure.
And so I graduated Cookeville High School in 2004, and I got married in 2006.
Okay.
And I've got two kids.
All right.
Yeah, so my son will be a senior this year, and then my daughter will be a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
So I was married to their dad for almost 14 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And you said to get, what did you tell me, get to growing up?
No, just what you're doing. Yeah,
where,
that's just
how I got from birth to now.
Yeah. You're on the way. You're doing
all right,
well. You're
on the
well.
Way. So we were married for 13 and a half years. And in 2020, I was a hairdresser, 17-year hairdresser, backing up. That was my career.
Yeah.
When I graduated in 2004, I had taken cosmetology in at Cookeville High School.
Good.
I finished my license, and then I did hair for 17 years on Stevens Street at New Breed Aveda Salon.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So, but in 2020, I had a motorcycle wreck. And
oh, gosh.
I had some really serious injuries that really changed the trajectory of my life.
I understand.
You know, so it's definitely not what I planned. I planned to be a career hairdresser and retire. And but even, you know, when I was in the shop, I would my clients would donate things to me to hand out to the homeless community because I had
you
a heart
in the
for
mission
it.
Field already.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I tried to go back to the work after that wreck, but it just wasn't, it wasn't going to pan out. Wasn't able to. So, my ex-husband and I had, we had divorced, and fast forward. So I met a new man and we've been married for 3 years.
Sure.
We made the decision that I would have to, not work anymore. And because I just wasn't able. And so,
I understand.
Looking back now, you know, you see what you think is the worst thing of your life, but God's actually unfolding his plan for you. So
Amen.
If I was in the shop full time, I couldn't do Highways and Hedges homeless ministry.
Sure.
So
it's the old thing, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
That's exactly right.
And God works in mysterious ways.
That's right.
And you're no different, young lady. Yep. No different.
So, you know, so he took what the enemy meant for evil and turned it for good. So I'm out of the shop now, but, you know, he placed a calling on my life. And I started meeting people after that because I went to a support group, a recovery group. Mm-hmm. And I met people who I would take to recovery group because they couldn't drive because they didn't have a license or, you know, they needed rides. Yeah. So I would take them. And then in that time, I started doing jail ministry. I did jail ministry down in Jackson County for about 6 months or so. And I started seeing this trend where people would leave jail, but they wouldn't have a plan. They wouldn't have anywhere to go.
That's
so they
right.
would wind up
That's
on the
right.
streets. And then they, you know, maybe on probation or something, so they would reoffend, and they would be back in jail. And it's a cycle.
Circle.
Yes. So I thought God was calling me to jail ministry, but then, you know, as I was praying and seeking out his will for my life that was completely turned upside down from my wreck, he really was calling me to homeless ministry. So I started just doing outreach out of my car. My kids and I started making up what we called blessing bags with little bottles of water and granola bars, cereal bars.
Wow, just one-on-one. I mean, just...
Yeah, and when we would see someone on the street, we'd roll down the window, hand it out, God bless you, and God really just started opening my eyes to these people, and it's because he placed that calling on my life, and he started showing me this is what you're supposed to do. So that just has evolved into today, so 5.5 years later, Highways and Hedges. I think it was about August of last year, I felt the Lord say, you need to expand what you're doing. There's more than you can just do. And God has placed people at I Am Worship Church with different backgrounds and different strengths and different life experiences to be able to all come together and add different things to this team so that we can give back to the homeless community and really be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so that's what got me to where we are today to start this ministry.
He didn't turn you loose, did he?
No, absolutely not. And, you know, I tried to tell him.
No.
I'm not fit for this, God. I'm not equipped because, you know, from some of my injuries, I have some things that make it difficult for me in my flesh to lead. You know, like, God, I stutter. I can't remember things. I have physical issues. You know, I can't. And he's like, do you know what I did for Moses? Like, I'm going to send
is
you.
Full of
Yeah, I'll
people.
Send you some errands. You're not going to get out of this, Lisa. So, you know, God and I have had some discussions.
Good conversations.
Yeah, but no, I didn't get out of it. So here we are, and it's incredible. He is just so awesome. And so that's where we are.
When we come back, we've got a couple of minutes left in this segment. But as I mentioned to you off air, let's spend a little time, too, talking about today. Mm-hmm. And talking about homelessness, and now that you have really been called and have been in the field every day,
right?
Just what are you seeing, and what are you and your jail ministry, that, praise God, that is a wonderful, our experience with that in church, and also is that, you know, we tend to, a lot of these people are kids, child support, drugs. It's not always murderers and rapists. It's people who have, for whatever reason, made a mistake or something happened, and we're trying to give them a second chance.
Exactly.
And it's up to the good Lord and us and them, but it's up to them to want that. But that's a major ministry that's going on. Anything else from your past? We've got about a minute and a half left from this. Anything you want to mention? You said you had a little interesting conversation. Was it pretty quick or with God, or did you resist at first?
I wouldn't even say it was an interesting conversation, like singular. Well, I mean, there's,
oh, I know,
you know, because he calls us to things and then we're like, okay, we can do this, you know,
that's
and then
right.
something
go,
else. And they're like, whoa, God,
go,
I don't know.
Row.
I don't know about this. You got the right person. So it's kind of an ongoing, I hate to say struggle, but,
it's the struggle.
You know, I think if
it's the journey,
if you think that you got it all together and you're like, hey, yeah, I got this, you're probably in trouble. Because we have to lean on him for strength and guidance and wisdom when he's called us to something like a ministry. It is interesting, but it's more than one conversation. It's
sure.
It's a few.
Well,
so
we're going to take a break here just a moment, and we've come back. We're going to pick up where we left off and talk more in depth about homeless and what you've been doing. George Hofford, Local Matters, back soon. Well, we're back and we're just getting started. And Lisa Carver from Highways and Hedges, a homeless outreach group out of I Am Worship Church. Let's do a commercial for the church. Where are you located?
Okay. Yeah, we're located at 4483 Cookeville Highway in Cookeville. It is... We share the parking lot with the Rickman Flea Market. So if you know where that's at, that's where our church is.
So come one, come all.
That's right.
Let's go back. This is a very interesting. We talked about, we got you now, all born and all the way through school and your children, your marriage. And then one day you got a little call to, you had a life-changing event. And then here we are today, you're doing something for spiritual reasons that maybe you didn't even see coming years ago. So let's just pick up right there and talk about what you're doing today, how this program is going. Talk about the Please the Homeless and what you're finding. You can imagine with the growth of our city and our region, our location halfway between Canada and Florida, 10,000 people have moved here in the last 10 years. And also, we're one day's drive from 76% of the population. I'm sounding like a chamber guy, which I used to be. That we're a natural for people first moving here with needs, but also people growing up here. So I'm going to be quiet again and let you tell us a little bit more about what you're finding, what you're seeing, and what you're doing.
Yeah, so what we do... Well, let me tell you.
Tell us how you got started.
How
that
we got
story,
started
how
with
you,
the team.
You and your children.
Yeah.
Let's go back.
Okay, how we got
how
started.
How you even early on, because you told me that off air.
Yeah. So.
You felt a calling to do something early on. Okay.
With the blessing bags?
Yes.
Okay.
Which
so,
you and your daughter, you put your toe in the water, and that was
it. My son and my daughter and myself, we would fix these blessing bags up, little Ziploc bags with a bottle of water, cereal bar, granola bar, and just hand them out the window. And God really started showing me where these people are, and then I felt compelled to get to know who they are.
The relationship aspect.
Yes. So I started really seeking them out and finding out what's your name, where are you from, what's your story, what do you need, what are some of your struggles. And those aren't questions you can ask just rolling down your window.
No, or throwing a few bucks at
Absolutely
them and
not.
Driving off.
this is something that takes time and several meetings with this person. And over time, I got to know, like, what their story is and what their struggles are and what they needed. So then I would take supplies into the homeless camps. At that time, we had camps that would stay established around here. And so I could take water and food and hygiene items in bulk into the camps. Right now, we don't really have those type camps that stay established like that.
So you got to be known among homeless communities.
Right.
Because you were giving and serving. And
And actually, I sought out resources in our community as well that could help me supply those needs. That's how I hooked up with Power of Putnam.
Great.
For a backpack. We did a backpack project together. I hooked up with UCHRA because they heard of kind of what I was doing. So they brought me in to say, hey, we heard you kind of have the trust of our homeless community.
That's great.
Can you help us get resources to them? And because you can't just, like you said, throw a few bucks at them or throw a bag out the window and expect them to trust you.
Well, here I am. I'm here to help
you. Yeah, doesn't work like that. So that's, you know, and we, my kids and I, we would take hot soup and serve it off the trunk of our car. We would park outside the camp, you know, honk three times. That was kind of our sign, and we're here, and take disposable bowls and serve hot soup off the back
that's
of our
great.
Car.
And that is great.
So we just really, God just really put them on my heart to get to know who they are and what's their story and how can we really help. So that's kind of what started. So when I felt led to start a team last year, I went to my pastors and said, hey, this is kind of what I feel like God's given me, this vision. And I had written it all out, which was, you know, I know is from the Lord, because for me to write something out like that would be, you know, that's not,
that's
from God. So they were just so supportive and awesome. And so that started Highways and Hedges. And I wrote a curriculum for a team to say, hey, this is how I've served our homeless community. If you're interested in coming alongside, let's do this together. So we go out a couple times a week with food that, you know, non-perishable foods, water, hygiene items, and first aid right now. We also have things like socks, blankets, you know, weather appropriate items. So we take those things out a couple of times a week and hand out to the population around here right now. And then twice a month, we serve a hot meal. Currently, we prepare that meal in my kitchen. We package it up into to-go containers, and then we start serving at Dogwood Park at 4 p.m.
Okay.
On the second and fourth Mondays of each month.
Second and fourth Mondays. At what time?
At 4 o'clock p.m.
You said 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
And from there, our team splits into two teams, and we go to three other locations to serve.
Okay.
And so we're building a kitchen at our church. And
great.
So that should be done hopefully September or October, and that'll be wonderful. but we go out and we meet some immediate needs, but we don't just give them the items. We get to know still. We do the same
thing I've been doing.
What's your story? What's your name? How can we help? I've spent the last few months compiling a list of community resources like food banks or clothing resources or legal aid or job placement or vocational rehab or detox facilities or rehab facilities or local area churches that help. So if they have a specific need, we can get them hooked up with that resource in our area. So that's another thing that we do when we go out. We try to get them hooked up to resources in the community that's going to help them.
Yeah. You know, as you were talking, you're out there every day on the front line. We talk about homeless, and most of us really don't understand. It's more complicated. It's complex. Can you share, and when we come back, some others, too. We got a little over a minute left in this segment. Talk about just key stories that stayed on your heart about people, certain people, different kinds of homelessness. Why people ended up where they were.
Okay. Yeah. I can absolutely share.
Stories that pop up about people who y'all have worked with, made a difference with, and who came, different aspects.
Right. Yeah. There's so much to understand about homelessness, and it is complex, like you said. So we can talk about some of those things
yes.
when we come back.
We can do that. And as I said, we really need to understand, and I love this thing about reaching out and not just meeting their physical needs, but getting to know them, who they are and what their needs really are. So when we come back, we're going to pick right up where we left off. We're talking a real world and real people in our region with Lisa Carver, Highways and Hedges, an outreach program of I Am Worship Church. Back soon. With George Hofford, with Lisa Carver, God led to work in the area of homelessness, a topic that really most of us, including me, really still don't know enough about. It's a very complex issue and program and people, and we want to help. We want to serve, and that's one of Christ God's commissions, is to feed the homeless and take care of people. So, Lisa, I'm going to we talked off air just a moment. I think a good way to continue on and end this segment, we could go all day, is have you just share experiences. I think you said most of these don't end well, but some do.
Right.
And the 90 and 9 in the Bible, there's one out there. So let me just, I'm getting fired up. I gotta be quiet and let you talk. But let's just talk about your experiences and different types of homelessness and explain homelessness and some case histories that you've been involved in.
Right. So I think one of the most misunderstood things about homelessness, especially what I see in our area, is people say, well, why don't they just get a job?
Yeah, just go get a job.
Get a job. But I'll give you a glimpse into how difficult that is for someone in homelessness. So if you or I went to get a job, we would show them our ID and our proof of address and our birth certificate. Most people on the street don't have those. Mm-hmm. Well, on the street, you don't have a proof of address. Most people don't have an ID or a birth certificate. So to get your birth certificate, you need your ID. So you have to go get your ID, which costs money, and you need transportation for. So just to have those things up against you, if you deal with things like addiction or trauma or mental illness, facing something like, I just need my ID to do all these other things just to get a job, it's too much.
It's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. And they need someone to hold their hand and walk alongside them to say, hey, I understand it's overwhelming, it's a lot, but I'm going to help you get through this, and we're going to do it together.
And what you're offering is a very personal approach.
Yes.
You're not dealing with numbers, you're dealing with individuals.
Yes.
And everyone is different and got different needs and hang-ups, if you will.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So for someone to just get a job, we don't know what their traumas are. We don't know what their comorbidities, like addictions or mental illness, or we don't know when's the last time they ate? How long have they slept on the street? Have
yes.
they had a shower for the last month?
Yes.
They don't have a way to clean their clothes. We have a service here called Laundry of Love that's the first Tuesday of every month. They can do laundry for free at the Handy Mart on Willow Avenue. But, you know, if we could only do laundry one time a month and we lived on the street, it'd be pretty difficult to go get a job and look presentable. So there's so many things that we don't think about just because we're not in that position.
Yes.
So I think that's one of the most misunderstood things that I hear when people ask me, well, why don't they just get a job? And some people ask out of, sincere curiosity, but that's
some
why.
Some are very judgmental.
And some are very
or
judgmental.
Very, yeah, distance, just
right.
Don't get involved.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
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 So it's like when we change the channel on the ASPCA commercials. You know, like, oh, if I don't see it, it doesn't make me feel bad.
That's right.
So so there's that. But, you know, they are a lot of them struggle with things like addiction and mental illness. And going hand in hand, those things, they come along with traumas. And traumas are really hard to deal with when you live in homelessness. One thing my team and I do, our church is a certified recovery congregation through the state of Tennessee.
Good.
Through the faith-based initiatives department.
Mm-hmm.
So they offer trainings, and they offer things like adverse childhood experiences,
sure.
A trauma-informed approach, the addicted mind. So we learn how to approach the people that we serve and how to talk to them and how to help them work through some of these things that they come up against in trying to take the next step. And that's really important because if we don't know how to help them, it's difficult for us to help them on to the next step of life.
Yeah. So it's not just feeding people and giving them shelter.
No.
It's trying to meet them where they are.
Yeah. And our goal as a team, we want to obviously feed and clothe them. That's what Jesus said to do. You know, in Matthew 25.
Meet the physical needs.
Yes, we meet the physical needs. But that gives them a chance to continue making it until we can say, hey, what's really going on? What can we help you?
What can we do? Yeah.
What can we do? What can we help you with? And once we gain once we gain trust with them, once we build relationship with them and really friendships, then they trust us to start opening up a little bit. And when we can start having conversations like, what do you really want to do with your life?
Yes, you begin to get into the
higher
level
And it's our job as a team to understand how the resources in our community work so that when they're ready to do something, we can make a phone call and say,
you're referring people to get them to the right place.
Absolutely.
Because we have a very caring caring community, a region. When I say community, I mean the Upper Cumberland, I mean the Highlands, I mean Putnam County. I'm not talking about just Cookeville.
Right.
But we have a very caring, faith-based region, the community of faith in this region, and so people care.
Yeah.
But they have to know what to do. I mean, how to do that. And that's where you come in.
Yes. And our team, you know, we are a faith-based team. So our goal in the entire time that we minister to these people is to be the hands and feet of Jesus. If we have an opportunity to share the gospel, to pray with them along the way and lead them to Christ, that's what we do ultimately. So there's a lot of ways that we can serve on our team. And there's a lot of things that we do out in the field. It is more than just food and water.
Looking in the future, the crystal ball, where, you know, the only thing about plans and God laughing, but we still have to plan.
Absolutely.
Where do you see yourself, the ministry, 5 years, growing, because the need is there? What is the next big thing or two or three that you're doing?
So right now we're building.
Everything is big. I shouldn't say
that.
Yeah.
Right now we're building the kitchen at our church so that we can prepare the meals there. On Monday nights, we have Celebrate Recovery at our church at 6 p.m. So
that's great.
Yeah. Our goal was to be able to apply for a grant large enough to build a kitchen and to build a shower trailer.
You mentioned earlier, a place to maybe wash some clothes too, right?
And have laundry facilities.
Yeah.
Our first, you know, our vision is to be able to bring the people to our church and prepare a hot meal, allow them to have a hot shower and to do a load of laundry.
Transportation to the church?
From
points A, B, C, D? Okay.
Yes, so transportation is part of that vision and goal that we're praying for specifically for Highways and Hedges. So we want to be able to bring them to the church for a hot meal, a shower, a clean load of laundry, And, you know, to have a recovery support group if they need that within Celebrate Recovery. And just be able to really sit with them and to fellowship and minister to them and give them a few hours of respite out of the elements that one day a week on Mondays. So that's our goal because, you know, to be able to shower, that's a big deal. It's important to them. So that's our next thing. Is we are hoping for a shower trailer and possibly expand the laundry facilities and transportation. So
yeah, you're taking care of their by and large their physical needs, and that's what starts the. I remember in school Maslow's theory of needs. First is physical needs, then you get into the higher level needs that you're. You know, of self really. Anyway, I don't try to teach a course.
Yeah.
But so you're trying to meet people where they are.
Absolutely.
Develop relationships, work with other agencies, have a listing of and get people help where they need it.
Right. It's important to meet them where they are because we don't judge what got them there.
No.
We just go out to feed them and clothe them and meet their needs, and then we go from there.
I'm just curious. Everything gets politicized.
Absolutely.
Veterans, do you find more and more veterans that are homeless? I know there are agencies trying to do tunnel to towers and things on a national, but are there a lot of veterans involved in this?
Around this area, I have seen an uptick in our homeless population. But I have not personally seen an uptick in veteran population.
Okay, well, good. That way, I mean.
Yeah.
We've got about a minute left. Okay. Anything else that you would like to share? Any profiles of where I think I've got a good idea where you go, if people want to be involved.
Yeah.
Or people want to give their funds, and so you're a nonprofit.
Absolutely.
And, you abide by all that stuff, and you're church sponsored.
Yes.
And who's certified. So how can people financially participate or physically participate?
Yeah, they can financially participate they can mail a donation to our church and denote that it's for Highways and Hedges Ministry.
Tell the address again.
The address is 4483 Cookville Highway, Cookville, Tennessee, 38506.
On the way to Rickman, right?
Absolutely,
okay.
Yeah. And if they'd like to physically participate, they can contact me directly.
Okay,
My name is Lisa Carver. My phone number is 931-260-9581.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. God bless you and what you're doing. George Alford, Lisa Carver, talking homelessness. And God bless everybody. See you next time.